Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Fall to River Rash now. The Central Statistics Office have been releasing a selection of seasonal statistics, as they do this time every year. And this is all 2024 numbers because they've collated them now. October, November, December of last year, 9.2 million people passed through Irish airports. Isn't that extraordinary? And the number of visitors just keeps going up and up and up. Foreign visitors had 3.9 million overnight stays, either tourists, in just December of last year. 3.9 million overnight stays all around the country. What else do they have? They have the numbers of people working in postal and courier work this time of the year, 17,000 people. So they are flat out. And they'll only be wrecked now when it comes to the middle of Christmas Eve afternoon. We exported 245 tonnes of fresh Christmas trees last December. So that's a very healthy trade. But we imported 2 million worth of Christmas decorations in that month as well, last year, this time last year, December of last year. It's a surprisingly busy time for weddings, even though this is the winter period where you expect fewer. 1,670 couples got married December 2024. Friday was the most popular day to tie the knot because people could take the day off and make a nice long pre-Christmas weekend for themselves. And Christmas Day last year, any idea how many babies we born just on Christmas Day alone? 82. Which I think is a very high number for a small country. 39 girls, 43 boys. So the maternity hospitals are very busy on Christmas Day. Good luck to them in 2025. The people who brought you the various debacles, speaking of state machinations, the people who brought you the Dáil bike shed and the long-running renovation of Áras an Uachtaráin that has the Uachtaráin staying in Galway for Christmas, they've another holy show to report. This is the OPW, never out of the news. The Irish Times reporting today 37 state-owned artworks have gone missing, in inverted commas, missing, ranging in value between 100 quid and 1100 euro. According to the Office of Public Works, they manage the collection, and the revelations come after a question was put by Social Democrats Kildare TD Aidan Farrelly. He said the works were unlocated, according to the OPW. Unlocated. This is part of the state art collection of 13,500 paintings, sculpture and other artworks on display across 500 public buildings around the country. And it's just a partial audit, this figure of 37 pieces. Deputy Farrell says, if there are 37 pieces missing from an audit of just 2,600, but they have a total of 13,500, it's probably reasonable to expect there's potentially up to a few hundred pieces unlocated, which is essentially missing. I love this term now for something that's just gone missing. Unlocated. It's Orwellian, isn't it? Who ate all the nice roses in the box? No, no, they're just unlocated at the moment. Where's the remote control? The Fair City Christmas Baloobas Omnibus thing is on. We don't know, Father. The remote control is currently unlocated. Speak plainly, for goodness sake. By the way, the minister responsible for the OPW these days, Kevin Moran, also known as Boxer Moran. And when Boxer, if he ever goes to Stuttgart, Boxer, you can only imagine the texts and people singing at him, and so on. Another seasonal offering, and Gerard will be happy because we're talking about the biblical offering of frankincense, famously associated, of course, with this time of the year when the baby Jesus is born in the crib, and gold and myrrh are among the gifts with frankincense from the three wise men. So frankincense has been used also for millennia in Indian and Chinese medicines. It's one of the oldest commodities traded globally, and apparently the world is running out of it. So it's the big issue is it's a staple of the wellness industry now. They use it to produce a fragrant cloud of frankincense smoke for meditation and medicinal healing. Frankincense has an uncertain future because the natural source is being damaged by over-harvesting, climate change and weak regulation. It comes mostly from Somaliland, which is a breakaway region of Somalia, so there's very poor regulation and lawlessness there. Harvesters depend on the boswellia tree for their livelihoods, and they camp out for months at a time to carefully tend the groves that have been passed through generations to harvest frankincense. How do they get it? It's they lightly tap the bark of the boswellia trees, and the resin or the sap basically seeps out, and in a few weeks it hardens into a resin that they call tears, and it looks like kind of brown crystals when it hardens, and they hack it off. That's frankincense. Mostly it's done responsibly and the trees recover quickly, but the excessive tapping because of the demand means the trees can take 10 years or more to heal. So across this region of Africa, The trees are overexploited, and some of the species, the populations of trees are collapsing. There isn't enough regeneration because there's been fires caused by climate change. There's also a beetle that goes around destroying the trees, and they're breeding longer thanks to the heat from climate change. So global Frankenstein's production could halve within 20 years, they reckon. That was on the BBC there this morning, which is a kind of a concern for people. Other bits happening around the place that don't terribly matter. The Daily Mail. The Brits are obsessed all over again with the Beckham family drama. This is the feud of the year, undoubtedly. The Beckhams. Brooklyn Beckham, he's 26 years of age. He married Nicola Peltz. She's 30 and she's the daughter of a billionaire. And the pair of them have fallen out with the Beckham family over his two weddings, including one wedding which they believe was hosted for spite purposes. A whole wedding. A spite wedding where they didn't invite the Beckhams, and possibly a row over a dress. We don't know. Anyway, the latest is he's blocked his parents and his three siblings on Instagram, according to his brother in the feud, the other side of the feud. This is news, and you can read a double page spread in the Daily Mail today for those who aren't interested in the news. It gets you through. US comedian Jimmy Kimmel is going to deliver the annual alternative Christmas message to British telly viewers on the day itself. Channel 4, they can tend to host a rival message, sort of send up of the annual Christmas Day address from the British monarch. We discovered recently, who was telling us, that English people get up at the table when the message is on to receive them. God love them, says you. But I'm sure it's a lovely tradition for them over there. And it was Lucy Kennedy, yes, of course, telling us because of her English mum. Because he's a mum who's English. Anyway, The Guardian tells us Jimmy Kimmel's opening bit, remember he's the telly host, came under pressure from the Trump administration and he was suspended for a week, which they decried political reasons after his criticism of his comments after the Charlie Kirk assassination of the young Republican. Well, Jimmy Kimmel will say, from a fascism perspective, this has been a really great year. So very tongue-in-cheek, very Channel 4, I would say. And also in news sites this morning, Shay McGowan's sister Siobhan has been out talking about the struggle she has to avoid his music this time of year. Fairytale in New York is one of the most beloved Christmas songs, but she just finds it too painful to bear when she hears it, and she can't avoid it. Shay McGowan, famously born on Christmas Day, and he died on the 30th of November 2 years ago. There you go. That's what's going on.
Email oliver@rte.ie.